three remaining tenants were still on site Wednesday as an eviction order fell on the supportive housing site at the former Travelodge Motel. After first opening as a temporary supportive housing site in 2020, operations at the 61-unit property ceased on January 15, 2025. Prior to the deadline, leaseholder BC Housing and Management Company Luma Housing Society had been in communication with residents, who were formally notified in November of the looming eviction date. Police visited the site at around 1 p.m. Wednesday after a request from Luma Housing Society to keep the peace. But no intervention was needed, according to Const. Mansour Sahak with North Vancouver RCMP. While the majority of residents had accepted new housing or found alternative living arrangements, some are facing an uncertain future. Two of the remaining individuals said they're considering living in their vehicles as their tenancy at the former Travelodge came to an end. Residents say they feel unsafe at times in supportive housing. Victoria Fraser said she's been in contact with BC Housing and other sources to find a new home. One option immediately available to her now is to stay at a supportive housing site, but that type of living arrangement is bad for her mental health, she said. They just keep trying to put me in these SROs, and I keep saying, no, she said. I'm not gonna do it anymore. I don't want to be surrounded by people using drugs. Fraser said she is sober, but open drug use is common around this type of housing. At times she's felt unsafe at the Travelodge. People have mistakenly tried to enter her unit on several occasions, she said. Fraser said she also wants to live in a place where her two children can visit her, which isn't allowed at supportive housing sites. Kids under 19 aren't allowed there, she said. It's just killing me not being around my kids. While she searches for other options, Fraser said she's having her truck towed, it's currently not drivable, to a safe place where she can stay for now. Another resident, Deborah Buxton, was also still at the site on eviction day, working to clear boxes of stuff out of her unit and into storage. She said she's also considering staying in her vehicle. Buxton said that supportive housing is a good thing, but many tenants are dealing with substance use issues and some are mentally unwell. They're putting them in the housing, and then they want us to stay there, she said. I'm a senior. I'm 73. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I'm well educated, traveled the world, Buxton said. My only crime is that I'm poor, so they want to stick me in with a bunch of people that are not accepting of me. I want to see them do well. I just don't want to live with them and be harassed and intimidated, she said. Buxton said she's trying to find more steady work to afford a better living situation. Eventually, she hopes to afford a camper to live independently, but that her car might be the best option for now. BC Housing continuing to work with residents, spokesperson says. BC Housing said residents at the Travelodge deserve a safe and supportive place to live. But the rooms at 2060 Marine Doctor were always meant to be temporary, as the property is slated for redevelopment, a spokesperson said in a written statement. Over the past several months, all residents have been offered one or more alternative housing options based on their individual needs and preferences, according to BC Housing. This includes supportive housing options, but also may include affordable housing, market housing subsidized through rental supplements, and more, the spokesperson said. The goal is always to provide housing options that help residents feel safe and connected. The provincial housing body said it will continue to work with the three remaining residents who have not yet moved into other housing options. BC Housing said it has provided supports to help residents transition to new homes, including covering the costs of moving expenses, joining them at housing interviews, helping with packing belongings and arranging transportation. GoFundMe pages have been set up for both Fraser and Buxton to help cover their expenses. nlaba@nsnews.com twitter.com/nick_laba @nicklaba.bisky.social